Thank you, Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised this morning. Good morning, people of God. Amen. Thank you for hanging in there with us. And we just bless the Lord, our soul this morning and all that is within us this morning. We bless his holy name. We give God glory. We give God honor and we give God praise this morning. Amen. Come on, give God a praise for me on this side of a new year. Amen. On this side. Amen. The beginning of 2021. Amen. We just thank God because we made it. Amen. We made it this morning. And in the midst of making it, we just want to give some sacrifices unto the Lord at the beginning of this year. We want to start the year now, sacrificing unto God because he always sacrifices unto us. Amen. This morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just bless the Lord, our soul and all that is within us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Our mission this morning and every day. Thank you, Lord. So if you will, with us, recite our mission with us this morning. Thank you, God, to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. Amen. And our vision, as God has given us, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody says, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Amen. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. We bless the Lord, our soul, and all that is within us. We've still got the news this morning, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As we continue into our service this morning, let us hear from Sister Jolene J. Noel. Amen.
Born to save, born to raise us from the grave.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless the Lord for Sister Jolene this morning. Amen. Amen. This morning, we're continuing in our time and our talks about fasting and praying. Rhema, as we are in a period of fasting, we want to continue to teach, amen, and to understand our purpose for fasting along with praying, amen. And this morning, the word is a time of fasting, a time for praying. That 9 for 9 that we're going through, amen, a time of fasting, a time for praying. And our covenant partners, we ask that you join us. Thank you, Lord. This is our, thank you, God, second day of our fasting, but we ask that you join in with us, and we'll be doing this for 9 days, remembering why we're doing the number 9, why we focused on the number 9, because the Lord dropped in our spirit the number 9, and the number 9 symbolizes divine completeness, or it conveys the meaning of finality. Remember that Christ died at the 9th hour of the day, or at 3 p.m. to make the way of salvation open to everyone. Something about that 3, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that Trinity. But the number 9 symbolizes divine completeness, not just what we are able to complete, but what God is able to complete. Amen. Also remember that the number 9 represents the fruit of God's Holy Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if you want to read that for yourself, you can find that in Galatians 5. Amen. Amen. So a time of fasting, a time for praying this morning, a time of fasting, a time for praying. And we're going to share a few scriptures with you. I want you to write these scriptures down, or you can go back and preview this message at a later time to be refreshed on them. The first scripture we're looking at this morning, thank you, God, is Exodus, the 34th chapter and the 28th verse. Exodus, the 24th chapter and the 34th chapter and the 28th verse reminds us of a time when Moses fasted before the Lord. It says Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, or the Ten Commandments. And that's in Exodus, the 34th chapter and the 28th verse. I want you to pay attention to something. While Moses was in the process of fasting and praying, Moses was also following instructions, amen, from God. He was doing a work, amen. He was focused on God, amen. And so during this time of fasting and this time for praying, we need to be focused on what it is God has for us to do. There are some things that he has for us to do. And when we look at that number 9 and the finality, the completeness, God is going to complete some things in us and some things through us. God wants to take us to a place where we no longer have a long list of what we need to do, amen, but a long list of what we have already done. So many of us make all these New Year's resolutions, and some of those things that we declared in January of 2019 are still lingering in the air, amen. So we want God to bring us to a place where we will be able to complete some things, and that he will complete some things in our lives. So while Moses was there with the Lord 40 days, listen to this, and 40 nights without eating or drinking the entire time, amen? It says he wrote out, he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant. He listened to God to write what he needed to write, amen? He wrote out the Ten Commandments. He wrote out the instructions for our very lives. Amen. And Raymond, we know we're focusing on instruction today as well. We're focusing on listening and looking for instruction from God. Amen. Let's look at Mark, the 9th chapter, the 14th through the 18th verses. And the word of God says this: and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes, my God, questioning with them. My God. And straightway, all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he takes him, that spirit that is, he tears him up, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and pineth away. And I, Master, spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out." And the word says, and they could not. Let's go to the 27th verse of that same chapter. Mark 9:27. And we're going to read in your hearing through the 29th. But Jesus, it says, took him by the hand. He's talking about that son that the disciples were not able to cast that demon out of, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting." Come on, give God a praise on that word. Amen. Amen. The disciples did not have the power. And sometimes our power is weakened. Our power is less of what it should be or what it can be in God, because we have exhausted all of our spiritual man on the things of this world. And that's when fasting and praying comes forward. Amen. We've got to set aside and sacrifice unto God. We've got to deny this physical man so that our spiritual man can stand up and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Christ told them right then, why couldn't we cast out? Some of us are struggling with why things aren't changing. We've been praying about those things, but we haven't been fasting and praying. We've been declaring some things, but we haven't been fasting and praying. And the word of God says, oh my God, it says this kind, those spirits, those things that cling to you, that holding on to your family, those generational curses, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. We can pray and ask God, but there are some actions that we have to do to get some things accomplished. Moses had to pray, oh my God, fast and pray. 40 days and 40 nights he went without bread and water. Thank you, God. Raymond, we're just, amen, looking at going nine days for 9 hours each day, or 9 hours a day, oh my God, for 9 days. And during that period, we're asking that we push back. It's not hard. I found myself yesterday not even thinking about food. If you don't think about it and you're focused on the word of God, you fill that empty space with and time with the word of God, with focusing on some things from him. Get into some word, amen? You can turn your television on, but turn it on and listen to some word, amen? Put your music on, listen to some word, amen? The word of God through music even. Fill and feed your spirit man with what God needs to nourish it with. And it says, these kind come out but by fasting and praying. Christ gave us power. He left power with us. And he said, after the power, y'all already know this, I'm going to say it, the Holy Ghost comes upon us. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then those kind have to go. Because the word of God says he can't dwell in unclean places. So if you have an affliction or you have some confliction with on the inside, amen, you need to begin to rebuke that thing from the inside out. You need to welcome God in. And during this time of fasting and praying, we're asking God to come in and complete some things in us. Make me whole, God. I heard about you. I've been trying to serve you. I've been trying to do it the way Pastor says. I've been trying to follow my mother's instruction. But God, something is lacking. It's not complete. So we're praying for completion during this time. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's look at Joel 2:12. And it says this, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. The word of God, amen, this morning for the people of God. Even now, at this moment, this now, God, we thank you for the now, the N-O-W, the right now, the present time, what is current. This word was written over 1,000 years ago, but it's for the current. It says, even now, declares the Lord, God is still declaring this thing. Return to me with all your heart. Come on back, United States of America. Come on back. Oh my God, Savannah, Georgia, come on back. Hey, oh my God, declares the Lord, come on back, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Come on back, people of God. Come on back. He says, return to me with all your heart, not with your heart somewhere else. It says all of it. You can't give God some of it. You can't give God a portion of your love. You can't give God a smidgen of your time. You can't give God, oh my God, any less than what he's asking for. He said, return to me with all your heart. See, you got to come with your heart first. Then he says, with fasting and weeping and mourning. See, when you begin to fast and pray before the Lord, then the weeping comes. Come on, God. The weeping and the mourning will come. Amen. It will come because your spirit will begin to release those toxins, those things that have held you bound. Oh my God, when you begin to fast, you begin to cleanse, amen? You cleanse this physical thing so that the spiritual thing cannot be hindered by that which we, oh God, have attached to ourselves. Oh my God, these kind come out but by fasting and praying. What kind? That spirit thing, that demonic thing. Come on, God. All of us were born in sin, the word says, and all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Many of us are still wrestling with the same demons we were wrestling with when we were a child. But the word of God says, oh my God, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child. I'm going to tell you, I acted as a child. When I became a man, I had to put away childish things. When I grew up in God, then I began to understand I could no longer play on the playground with those who didn't want to be in the army of the Lord. Come on, God. Thank you, Jesus. I can no longer, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can no longer be like I used to be. I can no longer hang on to my mean and hateful and aggravated ways. I can no longer engage in my fornication. I can no longer engage in my homosexuality. I can no longer engage in, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, my thievery. I can no longer engage in that lying demonic spirit that has held me bound for so long. I lie so much until I believe my own lies. Oh my God, that word again. And he said unto them, that 29th verse, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. I cannot get victory but by prayer and fasting. I cannot be released from this thing. It says this kind cannot come forth but by prayer and what? Fasting. Even Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Come on. Come on. We cannot. We are not him. But we have the same power because he left that power with us. The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit power. Thank you, Lord. He says, return to me with all your heart. He says, you can no longer straddle the fence. Don't try to fool anybody. You love me or you don't love me. You follow me or you don't follow me. You're with me or you're not with me. See, God is not playing. He is not mocked. You're going to be a child of God or you're not going to be a child of God. Choose you this day, he says, whom you will serve. Oh my gosh. You cannot serve man. You cannot serve your family. You cannot serve your job. You cannot serve your spouse. You choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You choose God and everything else will fall in line. He'll show you how to be in a relationship. He'll show you how to stay married. He'll show you how to build up with your children. He'll show you, he says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You're going to serve me or you're going to serve the world? Come on, you got to take a choice. You got to make a choice. You've got to make a choice. A time of fasting, a time for praying. This is a time for fasting. This is a time for praying right here, right now. Allowing God to release some things in and of your lives. You've been held up and held back because you are holding up and you're holding back on God. You've got to let go and let God. You've got to let go so that he can let go. You've got to be released so that he can release into you. Come on, is anybody with me? Am I speaking to you this morning? A time of fasting, a time, my God, oh God, for praying. Isaiah the 58th chapter in the 6th verse. Isaiah the 58th chapter in the 6th verse. God is telling me to give you some more scripture this morning. Isaiah the 58th chapter in the 6th verse. It says, is not this kind of fasting I have chosen to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Oh my God, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? This kind right here. Because I want to loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Only the power of God is able to break yokes, destroy them so that they do not come back together. Come on, God. How am I going to do this, God? One day, one step, 1 hour, 1 minute at a time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. When you feel yourself a little weary, it's not that long. It's not that bad. Many of us, let me tell you something. The enemy will cause us to begin to fast, you see, and begin to pray, you see, and he will cause us to think we're so hungry we can't make it. Yes, you can. Some of us go on our jobs and we stay 8, 9, 10 hours and we forget about eating. Amen. I can remember going to work, oh my God, 7:45, I'm clocking in, 3:45, 4:45, I'm still in my office, and I say, oh my goodness, I have not eaten my lunch. That's a trick of the enemy. When you focus on fasting, you see, he wants to begin to bring those things in. Remember when Christ fasted, he began to try to tempt him. As you begin to fast and pray, you need to understand he's coming for you. As you begin, because what you're doing now, you're sacrificing unto the God who is his enemy. You're giving up to God who is the enemy of Satan. Amen. You're beginning to give God those hallelujahs, those high praises, amen? He's scared that when you come out of this thing, that God would have done some things in you, finalized some things that you've been trying to get to come to fruition for so long. You're going to understand this thing, oh sweet Jesus, by and by. So as we begin, oh God, to go into day 2 of our fasting, our praying, amen, and we're going to continue. We want to just remind you of some things, amen. Come on, y'all go ahead and give God a praise, because that's the word right there. We want you to go ahead and begin some things, amen. I want you to look back at Moses, amen, for just a moment. Look back at Moses for just a minute. Look back at Moses for just a moment. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Look back at Moses, amen. Go back to 34 and 28, Elder. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Oh, God, that's Exodus 34 and 28. Amen. When Moses did this thing, we have to remember that he was following some divine instruction from God. He was following God, amen? He was looking towards the hills from whence cometh, his help. That's where his help. No, Moses understood God in a manner which we may not ever really understand or be able to fathom God. We cannot understand the vastness of what God is able to do, amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We want to share. We're going to share this with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We want to share our thought for today. Thank you, Lord. For our plan, amen. Today we are learning to listen and seek instruction. And we tend to ask many questions and make lots of statements throughout our days and our lives. Some of us just start talking and don't know when to be quiet, amen. As people, though, we tend to shy away from instruction. We tend to seem like we're being battered, badgered. We have confliction, amen, from being instructed. And we tend to shy away from being instructed and following the lead, amen, following instructions lead. Let's not fail to hear and heed to instruction. Why? Instruction gives us order, you see. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, he set up the order for us. Instruction gives us order. It gives us direction. It points us in the way that God needs us to go. And anytime we follow God, we are on a path to what? Success. So understand that while we're on that path to success, the enemy wants us to go in a different direction. Amen? He doesn't want us to be successful. He does not want us to be successful. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. But remember that instruction gives us direction and points the way to success. Instruction provides details necessary for us to accomplish tasks and be able to move forward. Look at John 14 and 26. Amen. Look at John 14 and 26 for a moment. My God. Thank you, Lord. Let me give Elder a minute to bring that up for you. John 14 and 26. My God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll go ahead and read this in your hearing. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. That's the word of God. Amen. The Helper, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It says he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Amen. You've got to know how to follow instruction. The word tells us also in Proverbs 1 and 7, just listen to this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools only. Come on, y'all. This is why this is a time of fasting and a time for praying. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you're foolish, you don't want to hear what's good for you. If you're foolish, you see, you don't want to receive what the word of the Lord is telling you. And sometimes we get caught up on who the word is coming through, who the word is coming from. But you need to understand the word of God is the word of God. Amen. It says only fools despise wisdom and instruction. Do you understand that to fear God is to reverence God? It means to understand the vastness of his power cannot be comprehended. Do you understand that when you're fasting before the Lord and you're praying unto God, that the vastness of his power will overtake any and every situation that has had you bound? The vastness of God's power is able to deliver everything that you put before him. I want you to make sure that you write down some things that you're seeking God for during this time. Rhema, write down. Start it. If you haven't started it, write down. Start a journal. If you haven't started it, write down the things that you're seeking God for. And when every day I want you to make sure that you write, it just has to be a blurb. Write a note about what God has done in your spirit on that very day. And when you come back, I can assure you, when you come out of this thing, you're going to be able to go back and read and understand and say, oh my God, look at what the Lord has done. Amen. His power cannot be comprehended. So I want to end with this. If you're struggling with following instructions or even knowing where to receive instruction, then today you're praying and fasting to God, the Father, to teach you the ways that you must go. You have to ask God to show you. You have to ask God for counsel. You have to ask God, oh my God, you have to ask God to bring you to that place in Him where you can step back and let God do it. Nine for nine. Nine for nine. A time of praying. Thank you, God. A time of fasting and a time for praying. We're going forward. We're going forward. This is a time that God is going to bring that completeness in us. Oh, you thought I forgot. He's going to bring us full circle. United Saints of the Kingdom of God. He's going to bring us full circle. He's going to begin to build on us. He's going to begin to use us as a foundation. Amen. He's going to begin to strengthen the foundation within us. He's going to begin to, oh God, cause us to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's going to begin, oh my God, to do a new thing in and through us. Oh my God, when I look back over my life, and I see what the Lord has done. I see where He has brought us from and where He is taking us to. Don't let, oh God, the enemy slow you down. Don't let him get into your mind and your spirit. But as you begin to fast before the Lord and pray unto the Lord, know that God is on the throne, that it is He that has made you and not you yourself. Amen. It is God that has made us and not we ourselves. But He has given us instruction, you see, to follow Him, to make sure that we can connect with Him. To God be the glory for the things that He has done. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. I hope you got something from this word this morning. Yes. I hope that you've learned from this word this morning. I want you to apply this word this morning. I don't want you to meet me here every Sunday morning and not apply this thing. Amen. Come on. If you got something from the word of God, come on. Come on. Come on. Show some sign. Show some sign. If you got to text it and show some sign. But I don't want you to meet me here every Sunday morning and leave here the same. You cannot. You've got to apply this thing in the name of Jesus. Because somebody somewhere is looking at our lives. And there's somebody out there this morning who doesn't know what we're talking about. They don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so we extend to you now that if you have not received Him in your life, if this word is moving in your spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, if you haven't accepted Christ, that you accept Him even right now. That you go ahead and reach your hand up towards the heavens. Reach your heart out towards the heavens. And understand this word right here. That the word of God says in Romans 10 and 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. You'll be saved. And so God, I confess that thing right now. I give up my sin, God. And I thank you for forgiving me for my sin. And because I confess in my mouth right now, God, oh God, that you are Lord. And I believe in my heart, oh God, that you raised your son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. I am saved. I am saved. I am sanctified. I am Holy Ghost filled. I am the blessed of God, the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the believer and not the doubter. Amen? Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Somebody's soul right now. Come on, give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Good morning, people of God. Amen. We bless God one more time, one more sunny day, one more Sunday for his revelation in his time. And we remind you that as we go through this time of fasting and praying, 9 for 9, days of fasting and praying, we began on January 1st with our prayer at 9 p.m. And we're going to end this thing on Sunday, January the 10th. And we're going to end it. Amen. That's going to be our last day talking about it. Amen. When we come on at 9:45. But it's going to last through Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. And we need to correct that. Amen. Because we're going 9 for 9. 9 hours a day. We're sharing daily devotions and encouragement and instructions from myself and Elder, amen. And we ask, amen, that nightly you be in prayer at 6 o'clock p.m. because we'll all be in prayer at that time. We remind you of those times throughout the day that you would whisper a prayer unto the Lord, amen. Amen, at 9 a.m. or upon your rising, at 12 noon, at 3 o'clock p.m., and again, closing out each day at 6 o'clock p.m. before you embark upon anything that would nourish your flesh. Amen. And remember, no meats, no breads, no sweets. We are pushing back from the table. Amen. We're going to cause God to cleanse our system during this thing. Drink plenty of water. Amen. Don't drink the sugary drinks. Drink the water. Amen. If you desire tea, do an herbal tea. With no sugar, amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 I know. It's not that hard. It's actually quite easy. It's as easy as living saved when you're in the Lord. And after we receive power, the Holy Ghost shall come upon us. Father, we thank you for this time, this hour, God. We ask you to bless the people everywhere. Continue to keep them, O God, during this time of fasting and praying. Continue to keep us all, O Lord, as only you are able. Lift us up. Show us some things that you desire from us during this time, God. As we put before you things that we think we need to be doing, O God. And you will bring confirmation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, we ask that you share with us an offering. And we thank God for those of you who have felt it or been moved to share with us. We are so grateful to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are so grateful that you have not held back on God. Amen. If this ministry is a blessing to you, amen, we ask that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com. And you would bless us with an offering. Amen. 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 And amen. Thank you, God. To God be the glory for the very things that he has done. And don't forget, even during this time, and especially during this time, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Just like you were, so they are. God bless. God bless, God bless, and we'll see you very soon. Oh, by the way, tune in with us tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as we just bring a 9 o'clock a.m. for 9 minutes, just to encourage you, just to encourage you. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 9:09 a.m. Amen. God bless, be blessed. Have an awesome week, and Happy New Year to you again.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.